OK。各位弟兄姐妹，主日平安。
Peace be with you, brother and sister.
今天是2020年的第二个主日，回顾2021年，你有什么样的感受？
Today is the second Lord's Day. Reflecting on 2021, what are your thoughts?
我想这两年来一直围绕在我们生活当中的事情就是新冠疫情。
The last 2 years, the main event in life has been pandemic of COVID-19.
而且现在因为 Omicron 病毒的关系越来越严重，请各位弟兄姐妹要好好的保重你的身体。
Especially this situation is still dire with the Omicron, so be safe.
虽然疫情非常的严重，但是对于美国而言，自从去年的年中，社会和经济开放以后，政府就决定不再进行封锁了。
Since the middle of last year, society economy gradually opened up.No more lockdown issued by government.
但各位你知道吗？即使疫情给社会带来了极大的影响，但经济仍然很热，因为人们在疫情当中，他闷疯了，一旦开放，大家都在报复性的消费。
Despite the impact of pandemic, economy remains red hot. Once opened up, people rebounded from cabin fever to consume with vengeance.
前几天我看到了一个数字，让我非常的惊讶。
So I look at a figure that shocked me.
2021年年底的假日购物进阶，就是 holiday shopping， 在美国40%的人，绝大部分是20岁到30岁的年轻人，他们账户没有钱，但是他们用信用卡透支来买礼物给亲友。
During the year-end 2021 holiday shopping season, 40% shoppers, among them mostly 20-30 years old.On average, carry credit card debts for shopping.
平均他们的负债增加了1,250元左右，他们的利率是10%-20%。
The credit card debts averaging about $1,250, with the interest rate from 10% to 20%.
但是借来的钱总是要还的。
They spend the money they didn't have. Eventually, bills are due.
前一年。的圣诞节大采购到了隔年的1月21日，账单到期要付款了。
So after Christmas shopping, the bills are due on January 22nd, the next year, 21st.
买礼物的时候很痛快，但是到了要付钱的日子的时候就非常令人沮丧。
It is a thrill to shop until you drop, but so depressing when bills are due.
所以有人说1月21日是一个非常令人沮丧的日子。
Therefore, some said January 21st is a depressing day.
不止如此，在一年的年初的时候，人们最喜欢做的是什么呢？就是励志。
Not only shopping was the most favorite thing to do at the beginning of the year, New Year's resolution.
你猜人们在年初的时候最喜欢立的志向是什么？是运动。
What's the most common resolution? Exercise.
在每一年年初的时候，那些的运动俱乐部。都涌进了大批的人潮，因为对现代人来讲，健康是非常重要的。
At the beginning of the year, health clubs are full of crowd because health is vital nowadays.
但是做运动是需要付上时间跟精力的代价。
However, exercise requires time and effort.
根据专家的统计，过了3个礼拜，也就是到1月21日的时候，这种的热情已经渐渐的消散。大部分人都坚持不下去了，所以他们就把他们的 membership 给退掉了。
Statistically, the enthusiasm waned after 3 weeks. About the time of January 21st, most people cannot persist and cancel the membership.
所以有人说1月21日是一年当中最令人沮丧的日子。
Therefore, some say January 21st is the most depressing time of the year.
虽然这个报道听起来很令人丧气，但是它也反映我们现实生活当中真实的一面。
Sad but true.
不管是健身还是减肥，或者是读书，你有新年励志的习惯吗？
Are you in the habit of New Year resolution in exercise, diet, or study?
你以往所立的志向有没有完成？可能没有。
Have you fulfilled the past resolution? Probably not.
因为就像健身一样，没有一个长久持续性的动力激励你坚持到底，你很容易就放弃了。
Without long-lasting persistence and urge you on, it is very easy to give up on exercise.
那么你就说，那是干脆就不励志吧。没有励志，那也就没有达不达到的问题吧。
Then don't bother with resolution. Without resolution, there will be no unfulfillment.
但是一个没有励志的人就没有方向，就如同一条没有目的地的船， 它不是在原地停滞，就是随波逐流。你希望你在那艘船上吗？
However, without resolution, a person is directionless, like a rudderless boat going nowhere, stagnant or drifting alone, without destination. Do you want to be on it?
所以问题在哪里？问题在我们立志的层次太低了，我们不能够立一个我们只心中喜欢的志向而已。
So what is the problem? Not enough determination or taking the easy way out for low-hanging fruit.
对于基督徒而言，我们把立志的层次提高，提高到我们生命内涵的层次。
For Christians, we need to elevate our determination for resolution to incorporate into every daily life.
我们来读今天的经文，今天的经文是在提摩太前书的四章的六到十节。我先读中文，然后他要翻成英文。第六节，你若将这些事提醒弟兄们，便是基督耶稣的好执事，
在
真
道的
话
语
和你向
来所服从的善道上
得了教育，只是
要
弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话，在敬虔上操
练
自己，
操
练身
体
益
处
还
少，
唯
独敬
虔
凡
事都
有
益
处，
应
有
今
生
和来
生
的
应
许。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的，我们劳苦努力正是为此，
因
我
们
的
指
救。
Sister, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, nourished on the truth of the faith and of the good teaching that you have followed. Have nothing to do with the godless myths and the old wives' tale. Rather, train yourself to be godly, for physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come.This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. That is why we labor and strive, because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, and especially of those who believe.
今天我要跟各位分享的题目是生命的操练。我要从三方面来跟各位分享。
So I have to share the topic of the discipline of life from three aspects.
第一点是以真道为操练的灵粮。
First, discipline was chosen as spiritual food.
所有的操练都是有计划的行动，要不然就很容易就失败了。
All discipline needs action plan, otherwise they will easily fail.
哪些人最常做操练？是运动员，因为他们有追求的目标。
Which people discipline often? Athletes, because they pursue certain goal.
你知道运动员他们操练从哪里开始吗？是做运动吗？不是，是从饮食开始。
Where does an athlete start a discipline? Exercise? No, from diet.
我第六到七节我再读给各位听。你若将这些事提醒弟兄们，便是基督耶稣的好执事，在真道的话语和你向来所服从的善道上得了教育，只是要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话。在敬虔上操练自己。
Let us repeat 6 and 7 again. If you point these things out to the brothers and sisters, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, nourished on the truths of the faith and of the good teaching that you have followed. Have nothing to do with godliness myth and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly.
在我们所读的经文里面，保罗告诉提摩太，要提醒以弗所教会的信徒，不要去讨论那些世俗的言语，还有老妇荒谬的话。
In these verses, Paul warned Timothy to instruct Ephesians to refuse godless myths and old wives' tales.
我们要先来明白什么是世俗的言语，就是那一些没有神的，甚至是亵渎神的、污蔑神的话语。
So what is godless myths?Not related to God, even blasphemous or slanderous words.
至于老妇荒谬的话，讲的是什么呢？那是一句当时在哲学界里面的那些辩士常说的话，他们用来讽刺对方所说的话是一派胡言。
As for old wives' tales, are terms commonly used in debates among philosophers, sarcastically about baseless, nonsensical arguments from opponents.
就好比那些无知的老妇人，他们在闲谈的时候胡扯的东西，换句话说，东拉西扯，没有内容的东西。
In other words, meritless, full of air about nothing, much to do about nothing.
总而言之，保罗要提摩太提醒教会的信徒，不要去谈论那些没有营养的话题。
Paul urged Timothy to remind church believers not to discuss meaningless topics without wholesome values.
而是要去注重那一些提摩太从小就学习到的信仰的真理，以及他一直以来都顺服的美好的教训。
Instead, nourish in the words of the truth in faith and the good doctrines Timothy had followed from youth.
在提摩太后书的一章五节是这么讲的，他说：“想到你心里无伪之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里，我深信也在你的心里。”
So, Second Timothy chapter 1 verses 5, I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also.
可见提摩太从小就从他的外祖母和他的母亲那里吃到了营养的属灵的粮食。
Timothy has received nutritious spiritual food from his mother and granny since childhood.
你知道吗？当一个运动员开始进入严格的比赛球技的当中的时候，他们已经立下了规矩，哪些东西可以吃，哪些东西不能吃。
Once athletes enter competition, they follow strict diet, what to eat and what not to eat.
我想大家都非常的认识 Kobe Bryant， 大家都认识他，他是已故的美国职业篮球明星。
Kobe Bryant's NBA star passed away January 25th, 2020, a global icon.
2013年的时候，他还在世。他有年2013年年初有一则关于 Kobe Bryant 的报道，很吸引我的注意力。
So I was attracted to an article about him in 2013.
2012年到2013年的球季，洛杉矶湖人队打得很差，非常令人失望。
Lakers were having an abysmal season, very disappointing.
但是不可否认， Kobe 在那一季打出了他人生的另外一个高峰。他说那可能是我自己近年来最好的一个球季。
But Kobe peaked again in the 12th and 13th season. Even himself acknowledged it was one of his best seasons ever.
在2012到2013年的球季，他平均得分 30.1 分，是 NBA 排名第一。那个时候他已经34岁了。
He averaged about 30.1 points, won the scoring title at the age of 34.
就在人们认为他已经开始要走下坡的时候，他居然能打出这样子的表现，确实令人不可思议。
When people thought he was over the hill with such incredible performance,
Kobe 提到关键在于哪里？关键在于他有完善的治疗和饮食的控制。
He mentioned the key was diet and detailed recovery regimen.
他这么说，他说我现在非常的健康，变得更强壮。我整个夏天就是特别重视健康的问题。看看我吃的东西，饮食控制真的帮助很大。
He said I'm very health conscious, getting stronger, taking care of my body during the summer off season. Look what I eat. Diet matters.Very much.
Kobe 他已经不吃任何的垃圾食物，包括他最喜爱的甜食，他只吃瘦肉、鱼还有蔬菜。同时，比赛之前他也不吃任何的东西。
He ate no junk food, no dessert. Once his favorite, only need means fish, veggie, and diet before the game.
为了维持自己的运动生命 ，Kobe 把饮食控制看作是他身为职业运动员最重要的事情。
In order to maintain peak performance, Kobe regarded diet as the most important issue for pro athlete.
听到这个报道，你会非常的惊奇吗？我想你不会。
Does this surprise you? I don't think so.
因为身为职业运动员，就是应该如此保护自己的身体，给他最好的营养，才能够应付严格的竞赛的考验，要不然就很快就会被淘汰掉的。
So as pro athlete, he should take care of his body, provide the best nutrition to handle the requirement of the ultimate competition. Otherwise, soon will be washed up, right?
那你呢？你虽然不是运动员，你会任意糟蹋你的身体吗？我想你也不会。
Even you are not an athlete, will you deliberately trash your own body? I don't think so.
但是不知不觉当中，在我们不注意的时候，我们会吃下一些有害我们身体健康的东西。
Sometimes unintentionally, we may consume some harmful to our body.
或许偶尔一两次还没有关系，但是一而再，再而三，就会累积在我们的身体里面，成为毒素。
As long as not too often, otherwise the accumulated effects may be toxic.
现在的人流行吃什么？吃有机食物。
Now organic food is in.
有机食物强调纯天然，没有人为制造的增长素或者是添加物。因为研究发现，神所创造的在大自然当中生长的东西是最好的。
All natural, no additive or growth hormone, what God has created in nature is the best, according to research.
如果你会为你的身体的健康去买有机食物来吃，那么为了你的属灵的身体，你会去吃那营养的食物吗？
If you buy organic food or for your health, then what about spiritual body? You also takingThe best, most nutritious food?
我想你知道我在说的是什么，是属灵的粮食，就是神的话语。
You know what I mean? Spiritual food is God's word.
英文有一句话说 garbage in, garbage out. 垃圾进去，垃圾出来。但是我们希望的情况是 good in, good out. 好东西进来，好东西出去。
There's an adage, garbage in, garbage out, but we do hope it should be good in and good out.
所以不论是我们的身体或是我们的灵命，我们都需要喂它食物，因为他们会饿，身体会饿，灵性也会饿。如果你什么都不喂它，他们就衰弱，甚至会死亡。
Therefore, regardless our body or spiritual life, we should nourish it, otherwise it will starve. If you don't feed them, they will wither, even die off.
关键是你喂他们吃什么，你不喂他们吃营养的食物，你就在喂他们吃垃圾食物。
But what are you feeding them? If not nutritious food, then you are feeding them junk.
圣经有一句话说，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
Bible says, reap what you sow.
弟兄姐妹，为了你的肉体的身体，还有你灵性的身体，你在吃什么？是好的东西吗？这是值得我们常常思想和关注的事情。
For your body in flesh or spirit, what do you eat? Good stuff, you should think and pay attention often.
光吃健康的食物还不够，现在我们要进入生命操练的关键，那就是到底我们要操练什么？是操练敬虔。
So healthy food alone is not enough. We need critical discipline in life. That is godliness.
现在我们来看第二点，以敬虔为操练的焦点。
So second point, discipline to focus on godliness.
八到九节，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处。因有今生和来生的应许，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
Verses 8 to 9, for physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance.
在这两节的经文当中，保罗提到两种的操练，身体的操练，还有敬虔的操练。
So Paul mentioned two kinds of discipline in body and godliness.
从保罗的话来看，他似乎不太重视身体的操练。为什么现代人这么重视健康，保罗却不提他呢？
But Paul seemed to neglect bodily discipline despite highly regarded in modern society. Why?
其实保罗并不是没有否定身体操练的益处，但只是他说敬虔的操练比身体的操练益处更大。
Actually, Paul didn't deny the benefit of discipline in the body, but discipline of godliness is more important.
怎么个大法？身体操练有一些益处，不过是短暂的，是有限的。
Also, the benefits for body are limited, temporal.
但是保罗说，敬虔的操练在凡事上都有益处，就是 all things, 每一件事情上面都有益处，而且这种的益处超越了时间，有今生的益处，也有永恒的益处。
Yet Paul said godliness has value in all things. The benefit transcends time for now and the life to come.
什么是敬虔？
What is godliness?
根据保罗在提摩太前书第二章里面的描述。
So according to Paul in 1 Timothy of chapter 2.
我们可以这样说，他所说的敬虔就是认识神和真理，并且在他的生活层面，并且在我们的生活层面中表现出这种的认识。
So godliness is to know God and his truth, then live out such knowledge in all aspects of life.
换句话说，我们不是光有 跟神有关或者是圣经的知识而已，而是在我们的生活当中努力学习去向神，而且活得合乎神的心意。
In other words, more than knowing, also doing and modeling after God's image, pleasing Him.
我们要如何来操练敬虔呢？从哪个方面来操练？答案是每一个方面，从里面到外面，还有我们的身心灵，每一个部分都应该操练敬虔。
So everyone should discipline in every aspect of their life in godliness, wholeheartedly.
因为神的拯救是拯救我们的全人，神要我们身体的每一个部分都归给他，里里外外都被他使用，成为圣洁的器皿。
God saved our whole being, so every part belongs to Him, to be holy vessel used by Him in and out.
我们全人是一体的，内外相关联，而且彼此互相的影响。我相信你一定有经验，当你生病的时候，你的灵命也比较软弱，对吗？
Our whole being is interrelated in and out. I believe you have the experience while sick, your spirituality weakens also.
同样的，当一个人的心里面有重担、有忧愁的时候，身体也受影响，不好好处理，身体也会接着出现问题，你同意吗？
Similarly, if one is heavily burden in worries, body is affected too, psychosomatically. If we neglect not to take good care of body, then the body will have problem later on. Agree?
这些年，神带领我做了一系列的操练。开始的时候，其实是从身体的操练开始，由身体的操练带动了其他灵性的操练。
Recently, over the year, God has led me to a serious difficulty.Started in body, then progressed to spiritual discipline.
2011年，差不多十年前，十多年前的五月份，那个时候我在我辞去全时间工作的几个月之后，我去做体检。
After I resigned in May 11th, I had a physical.
真那个时候发现我的身体状况不好，我的血压偏高。我的胆固醇也过高，体重也太重，医生说我可能要吃药。
Results were not identical. Triple highs: high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high BMI, overweight. Doctor recommend prescriptions.
我心中感觉那是神给我一个警讯。我还没有开始服侍神，我的身体就出了状况，我还怎么服侍神呢？所以我决心开始每天运动。
I feel these were warning from God. How could I serve if I don't have a sound body?So I resolved to exercise daily.
那个时候我每天早上都有灵修，现在我再加一项操练，就是灵修结束以后我出去走路。
I already had morning devotional at that time, plus another discipline in walking after devotional.
我绕着社区里面的大街小巷快步走大概40分钟，差不多两英里左右。那再加上平常一天走路的其他走路的时间，一天大概可以走 2.5 英里到3英里。
I brisk walking in the community for about 40 minutes, roughly about 2 miles, plus other walks throughout the day, amounted to 2.5 miles daily.
开始都是很困难，但是我没有放弃，我坚持下来了。结果走了几个礼拜以后，我的体重开始下降，而且越走越轻松。
It was a struggle initially, but I didn't give up, persisted. Several weeks later, I started losing weight, and walking became a piece of cake.
一直到了差不多九个月以后，我的体重减轻了二十磅，我的腰围缩小了两寸。后来我去做体检，指数也都正常。
9 months later, I dropped 20 pounds and 2 inches in my waist. All my lab indexes returned to within normal limits.
不止如此，后来神感动我，在这四十分钟正好跟我的妻子一同来走路，我们分享，还有一起祷告，为自己、为家庭、为亲人。为团契、为教会、为服事来祷告。
Not only does God touch me to walk with my wife, and we use this time to pray a walk for myself, family, relatives, fellowship, and church.
有的时候我会问神一些我心中不明白的问题，神也会借着这个时候赐给我很多的引导跟感动，很多主日信息的题目跟内容，就是在我走路的时候跑出来的。
Sometimes.God would ask me some question which I have no answer, and He would guide me and touch me. Many titles and contents of my sermons were inspired during the walk.
而且更重要的是，早晨这个锻炼的时间使我整个人都苏醒过来。
What's more, the morning discipline in walking revived my whole being.
所以身心灵的操练是我得力的来源，也是我服事的基础。感谢神给我这样的带领，也给我一颗顺服的心，能够坚持下来。
So I derive my energy from discipline in body and spirituality as my foundation to serve. Give thanks to God to lead me with a heart of submission to persist.
所以我可以坚持下来，弟兄姐妹，你也可以做到，看你是否有这样的决心。
I can and you can too. All depends on determination or not.
另外，也许你不知道，教会的聚会也是敬虔操练的一部分，不过那个是群体敬虔的操练。
You may not know church gathering also part of the godliness discipline. We call it corporate godliness discipline.
各位你知道吗？教会有四大的聚会，有人说这四大聚会各有不同的功能。
There are four gatherings all in the church, all with different function.
首先是主日学或者是查经，那个是一个理性的操练，操练我们的思想跟悟性，使我们更有智慧。
Sunday school and Bible study discipline in reasoning, training our thinking and understanding to be wiser.
第二个是主日崇拜，就是现在我们在做的，这是一个感性的操练，操练我们有一颗柔软的心，让我们的心成为好土。
Sunday worship is a discipline in senses, training our heart to be tender good soil.
第三个是祷告会，祷告会是灵性的操练，操练我们在灵里面与神相交，敏锐圣灵的带领。
Thirdly, prayer meeting is discipline in spirituality, training communion with God in spirit, sensitive to the leadership of the spirit.
第四个团契，团契是人性的操练，操练我们跟肢体彼此相交，而且能够学习在主里面彼此相爱。
Fourthly, fellowship is the discipline in humanity, training the fellowship among members in body of Christ to love each other.
所以你可以想想，如果你错过了任何一个聚会，你失去了多少的福分。
Imagine how much blessing will you miss if you skip any of the gathering.
最后，不要忘了，我们的服事也是一个非常重要的操练。
Lastly, but not least, there's discipline in serving.
好比说，你去关怀或者是去探访人，为教会做事，奉献金钱，还有为主做见证、传福音等等。都会让你的生命活泼而且更强壮。
Such as caring, visitation, church ministry, offering, witnessing, evangelizing, all can make your life more robust and strong.
所以弟兄姐妹，这么多敬虔的操练，你做了多少？你操练的越多，你的生命会更越有活力。
Brother and sister, with so many godless discipline, how many have you done? The more, the better. The more energetic your life will be.
一个只吃东西却不运动的人一定是一个不健康的人。同样的，一个只听道理、听讲道，但是却不去操练的信徒也是一个不健康的信徒。
Eating without exercising is so unhealthy. Similarly, hearing without doing is also an unhealthy Christian.
我盼望你下定决心，今年一定要动起来。你可以下定决心做一项新的一个敬虔的操练。
I hope you all resolve to move forward in godly discipline.
我们刚才说到 Kobe Bryant 他努力操练，为了是要得到 NBA 的总冠军。
We have talked about Kobe Bryant's strive to train for NBA championship.
那么我们基督徒呢，努力的操练为的是什么呢？
Then what do we Christians strive for?
这是我要讲的最后一点，以永生为操练的盼望。
This is my last point.Discipline to hope in eternal life.
第十节，我们劳苦努力，正是为此，因我们的指望在乎永生的神，他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。
So, verses 10, for all this word, we labor and strive because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, and especially of those who believe.
我们的指望在乎永生神，这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean we have set out hope in the living God?
我想你对这节经文可能有些疑问，我们信徒不是已经得到永生了吗？我们不是神的儿女吗？为什么保罗还说我们的指望在乎永生神呢？
You may question about these verses, since Christians should have eternal life. Aren't we children of God? Why Paul mentioned set our hope in the living God?
其实圣经的真理是神儿女的身份还有永生都是我们在相信耶稣基督时候得到的，那是神赐给我们的名分跟应许，但是其中的实际我们却需要靠着努力去让它实现在我们的身上，我们才可以真正的经历它。
The truth in Bible about status of children of God and eternal life happened the moment we believe in Jesus. God gave us the status and promise, but the realization depends on our efforts to make it happen for us.To really experience it.
其实在圣经当中神有给我们一个例子，就是在旧约当中以色列人他把神把迦南地赐给以色列人作为应许之地，这早在亚伯拉罕的时代就已经定下了，但是在埃及做奴隶的以色列人他们真正享受到了迦南地的美好吗？没有。
For example, God gave Canaan to Israelite as promised land, even during the time of Abraham. But when they were slaves in Egypt, did they enjoy the beautiful Canaan? They didn't.
为了要真正得到迦南地，以色列人仍然要出埃及，然后经过旷野，最后他们要靠武力打进迦南地，他们才能够经历神应许的美好。
To get Canaan, Israelites still had to leave Egypt.Through wilderness, then fought their way in Canaan to experience the wonderful promise from God.
所以保罗在这里说，劳苦努力的敬虔操练，正是为此，指的是什么呢？就是完全得着和经历神所要赐给信徒的永生。
Exactly why did Paul mention here labor and strive in godly discipline to receive and experience the eternal life from God to Christians?
我很喜欢一个词叫做属灵的实际。
I like this term, realization in spirituality.
神在圣经当中赐给信徒许多的应许，但是我们能不能经历它却不一定。如果没有经历它就一点都不实际，那基督徒我们活在世上就跟世人没有什么两样。
God has given many promises in Bible, but if we don't really experience them, they are not realized.Then our lives are no different than the rest of the world.
保罗所用这个词劳苦努力，甚至有挣扎还有受苦的含义，他想要表达的是敬虔的操练要花功夫要付代价，你愿意吗？
Paul used labor and strive actually means struggle and suffer. He meant there were efforts and price to pay in godly discipline. Are you willing?
各位你知道吗？比起世上的人，就是那些不信主的人，他们所追求的东西，所摆上的功夫，基督徒很多时候我们的努力跟他们相比是非常的贫乏的。
Brother and sister, compared to the worldly effort to pursue materialistic things, Christians are lacking in effort.
我给各位举一个例子，这是一个 女孩子叫做 Shannon Miller， 她是美国体操名人榜上的一位女性的运动员。
I give an example. Sharon Miller is a famous female gymnast.
她率领美国的女子体操队，在1996年亚特兰大奥运会上夺得了女子团体体操的总冠军。那她个人呢，也在平衡木上得到了金牌。
She led the U.S. team in the 96 Atlanta Olympics for the gold in team competition and balance beam.
这是一项非凡的成就，因为在那个以前，女子体操一直是俄国还有东欧国家的天下。
Very outstanding. Before that, Russia and Eastern Bloc monopolized the female gymnastics.
其实，在四年前，就是1992年，在西班牙的巴塞隆纳奥运会上，那个时候 Shannon Miller 她只有15岁，她就得到了两面银牌和三面的铜牌。在他拿手的平衡木的项目上，以微小的差距错失金牌。
Actually, when Shannon was 15, she won 2 silver and 3 bronze at the 92 Barcelona Olympics, barely lost out a gold in her best discipline, balance beam.
在奥运会拿奖牌，对一个运动员来讲是已经是一个非凡的成就。但是 Shannon Miller 他不以此为满足，他要追求那更美的目标。
Any medal in Olympics means a lot.To any athlete, but Shannon was not content and strived for higher goal.
所以在未来的四年里面， 她去家里附近的一个体育馆去练习体操。
Next 4 years, she trained in a school gym near her home.
你知道在未来的四年里面，她练习了多少日子吗？或许我们应该问，她是有几天没有练习的
？How many days, or maybe we should add, how many days he did not train?
只有一天，四年。365乘以4是1460天，再加一天闰年的一天，总共1461天。他只有一年的圣诞节那一天，他没有练习。
No days off except one Christmas day, total 14 and 1 days in 4 years, including a day in leap year.
终于四年后的奥运，他得到了最高荣誉两面的金牌。
Four years later, she got 2 golds in Olympics.
Shannon Miller 这么努力的练操练，为了要得到的不过就是奥运金牌。那我们要得到什么呢
？Sharon strives so hard to train for Olympic gold. What about us?
我们得不到奥运金牌，但我们有一个东西更美好，比奥运金牌更美好，是我们要得到的。
But we have something better than the Olympic gold.
这节的经文是在哥林多前书的9:24-25，岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。凡教力争胜的诸事都有节制，他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。
Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes in strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last.But we do it to get a crown that will last forever.
弟兄姐妹，我们努力操练，就是要从主领取那个永恒生命的冠冕。
So we strive to receive the incorruptible crown of eternal life.
好，我们进到今天的结论。今天我要讲的题目是生命的操练。
So today, my title is the discipline of life.
有人说，基督徒最大的敌人不是好。好，就像敌人其实是好，或者是感觉良好，换句话说是自满。如果你自己觉得你已经很好了，你就再不需要再追求了。
Somebody said the biggest enemy to Christian is good enough or contentment or conceit. If you think you're good enough, then no need to pursue any further.
但是弟兄姐妹，你已经得到了神要给你那最好的福分吗？如果没有，你为什么停顿下来？你仍然可以有进步的空间。
Have you received the best blessing yet? Why stay put? There is still room for improvement, always.
凡事都有困难，事情一开始的时候会有一些的挑战，但是如果你愿意坚持下去，成为一种的习惯，你就会成功。
Challenges in everything, especially at the beginning, but persistenceYou are willing to persist, then you will succeed.
弟兄姐妹，你多久没有尝过成功的滋味了？你愿意面对一些挑战，尝一尝成功的滋味吗？欢迎你加入生命操练的行列。
So, have you tasted success? Are you willing to face such challenge and taste success? Welcome to the discipline of life.
我的信息都到这边了，让我们一同来。祷告来回应我们的神。
So let's pray and respond to God's word.
各位弟兄姐妹，我邀请你来到神的面前来做一些的思想，来做一些的默想。
I invite to come before God to meditate and think about it.
你满意你现在的生活吗
？Are you satisfied with your current life?
你是不是在经济上非常的富裕，衣食无缺
？Are you economically satisfied？
但是你的身体健康吗？你的灵命健康吗
？Are you healthy in body and spirituality？
你的灵性活泼有力吗
？Are you robust in your spirituality？
你盼望。在你的生命当中有更多的成长，经历神要赐给你的丰盛吗
？So are you looking for a spiritual growth to receive more abundance from God?
你的属灵的操练有继续持续下去吗？
Did you persist in spiritual discipline?
你跟神的关系好吗？
What about your relationship with God?
你有每天固定的灵修跟祷告吗？
Do you do devotional and prayer regularly?
你有参与服事，在教会服事，有关怀弟兄姐妹，有奉献金钱吗？
Serving in the church, caring and tithe?
还有什么你可以做的？
What else can you do?
我邀请你来到神的面前，你来向神求问，求神来开启你，引导你，让你在今年能够经历更丰盛的生命。
Come before God and ask God to give you more abundant life, enrich your life.
我给各位大概半分钟的时间，在神的面前来默想，你来向神祷告，来求问神，求神来引导你。
Let's spend 3 minutes, meditate, think about it, and pray to God.
You 向神在神面前向神立志，你愿意在今年再更多一些的做一些属灵的操练，经历神要赐给你更丰盛的恩典。
Resolve to discipline in godliness and receive more blessing.
神是信实，是公义的，他必定回应你的祷告。
He's righteous and will provide and respond to your prayer.
神在你心里动了善功的，他必定要成全那功。
He will start what he will finish what he started in your life, the righteous work.
或者你有什么困难的，你可以在神的面前来向神祈求。他会听你的祷告，帮你解决你的困难。
Pray to God for your difficulty. He will help to solve it.
因为他是爱你的神。
He loves you.
天父，谢谢你，你在耶稣基督里面把一切的丰盛都赏赐给我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Give us the abundant life through Jesus Christ.
我们今天在你自己的话语当中领受到了一个宝贵的信息。
So you're going to give us a crown of life.
但是你要我们努力的竭力去做操练，得着那个你要给我们的冠冕。
But we need to strive and train to receive it.
求主给我们一颗渴慕的心，努力去得着。
Give our heart to search after that.
也求主赐加添智慧和力量给我们，帮助我们在这个过程当中遇到困难的时候，我们能够坚持下去。
Give us wisdom and power to overcome the difficulty when we pursue it.
主，我们相信我们在你面前所这样子做的一个祷告是蒙你所喜悦的。
Our prayer is pleasing to you.
求主来成全。
May you achieve.
我们这样祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.